Welcome. You're listening to the Habits for Success podcast with award-winning author, actor, four-time Ironman triathlete, coach, and TEDx speaker, G. Brian Benson, where he chats up inspiring, creative, and thought-provoking authors, athletes, actors, artists, and entrepreneurs from all walks of life as they share their stories, success habits, struggles, and wisdom that propelled them to their own unique version of success. Be prepared each episode to be inspired, learn something new, and have some helpful takeaways that will provide insight, empowerment, and tools to live your best life.
Welcome to the Habits for Success, the podcast. My name is G. Brian Benson, and I will be your host. Who am I? Well, I wear a lot of different hats. I'm an actor, TEDx speaker, coach, spoken word artist, filmmaker, four-time Ironman triathlete, and five-time author, including my latest book, the award-winning Habits for Success, Inspired Ideas to Help You Soar. I love to inspire and be inspired, and I thought what better way to do this than to have chats with interesting, like-minded, creative, and successful people from all walks of life. With each episode, I will be talking up authors, athletes, entrepreneurs, artists, and actors, sharing their inspirational stories, struggles, and success habits to provide insight, empowerment, and tools to live your best life. I created this podcast for anyone who is looking to be inspired, entertained, hone their direction, achieve personal success, and reach their highest potential by listening to those who have already laid the groundwork and have tapped into their own personal version of success. And with this show being primarily unscripted, I'll be getting to know the guest at the same time you do. I would love to share a little bit more about myself in the meantime, so you know who I am and what I am about. I love to create positive, thought-provoking, inspirational content in many different media forms: video, short films, presentations, spoken word, acting, and books, both self-improvement as well as children's. I have always been one to try and be the best version of myself, and am always paying attention to ways that I can improve, grow, and gain more self-awareness, and I love to help others do the same. But it wasn't always like this. Up until 10 years ago, I was running my family business, which was a golf center in Salem, Oregon, but I was really unhappy. I didn't feel like I was growing there anymore, and I didn't feel like I was being true to myself, and that bothered me. Up to that point in my life, I had accomplished some really nice things. I rode my bicycle across the United States, finished over 50 triathlons, including four Ironman races, had a wonderful son, and was running a successful business. So a part of me felt like I had a good understanding of success and what that meant and felt like. But I wasn't feeling that way at my job and my life anymore. I felt like I had this giant gift inside of me that wanted to come out, but I didn't know what it was. I just knew that it needed to be released. So I left the business. I had no idea what I was going to do, but I trusted my decision. While finishing up the last few months of the business, I was struggling with finding balance in my life, and I came up with the idea to write down a few things to help me to stay in balance through the process of leaving. My list helped me so much. My intuition was screaming for me to expand the list and write a book, even though I wasn't a writer at the time. So that's what I did. After self-publishing Brian's List, 26 and a half easy-to-use ideas on how to live a fun, balanced, healthy life, it ended up winning a couple of book awards, which completely shocked me. But more importantly, it gave me the direction I was looking for after leaving the business. I had one big problem. I was terrified of public speaking. I knew that if I wanted to market the book and share its message, I would need to overcome my fear of public speaking. So I began to step out of my comfort zone in a lot of different ways to deal with that. I started by taking a couple of community college speech classes. I joined Toastmasters for a while. I hired someone to help me co-host my own internet radio show. I took an acting class, and I also created an interactive workshop that I could offer people that tied in with my book. I really went for it, and I found that as I continued to listen to my intuition and step out of my comfort zone, all kinds of interesting and exciting things started happening for me. I began to feel alive and empowered like I had never felt before. And as I kept saying yes to new opportunities, I began to realize that I had some creative abilities inside of myself that I didn't know existed prior. All these experiences gave me clarity, confidence, and a much stronger foundation. As I continued to learn, grow, and become more self-aware, my world opened up in amazing ways. New pathways, new ways of thinking, my foundation strengthened, and experiences I only dreamed of prior became available. I felt like I was finally living on purpose. It's been a very interesting journey the last 10 years. 5 books, a TEDx presentation, moving to Los Angeles to pursue acting, and the honor of being able to create thought-provoking and empowering media that makes a positive difference in the world. Not to mention the setbacks, the expectations that didn't always match up with the results, and the incredible amount of self-awareness that I gained through my growth process journey. But it was all worth it. And it all started with listening to my intuition and having the courage to step out of my comfort zone to leave my family business. One of the reasons I wanted to start this podcast built on positivity, creativity, inspiration, and forward movement is because I know how life-changing it can be when we embrace it and connect with other like-minded folks. We are all here learning and growing, trying to find our niche and that path to our own personal version of fulfillment. I want that for you as much as you want it for you. I believe that we are here to learn about ourselves and inspire others in our own unique way. And I hope that you find inspiration, entertainment, and a lot of value from Habits for Success, the podcast. As I connect with interesting and empowering authors, athletes, actors, artists, and entrepreneurs from all walks of life sharing their stories and wisdom, I am truly excited about this. And finally, at the beginning of each interview, I will be sharing a few thoughts and helpful takeaways from a different success habit each week that was featured in my recent book, Habits for Success. Be prepared to be entertained, inspired, and learn new tools to live your best life. In the meantime, I invite you to learn more about the work that I'm doing at jbrianbenson.com, and I hope that you will check out my new book, The Award-Winning Habits for Success, Inspired Ideas to Help You Soar, on Amazon via the link habitsforsuccessbook.com, which you can also find in the show notes. Just remember that the only thing that is standing between your goals and dreams is a belief in yourself, a solid foundation, and implementing habits for success. Please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of the upcoming episodes. And we love making new friends, so please feel free to share the podcast with like-minded individuals. Until next time, be safe, be well, and always be yourself.